Listening Library presents Memoirs of a Teenage Amnesiac by Gabrielle Zevin. Read for you by Caitlin Greer. Above all, mine is a love story. And like most love stories, this one involves chance, gravity, a dash of head trauma. It began with a coin toss. The coin came up tails. I was heads. Had it gone my way, there might not be a story at all. Just a chapter or a sentence in a book whose greater theme had yet to be determined. Maybe this chapter would have had the faintest whisper of love about it. But maybe not. Sometimes, a girl needs to lose. I was. Chapter 1. If things had been different, I'd be called Natalia or Natasha, and I'd have a Russian accent and chapped lips year-round. Maybe I'd even be a street kid who'd trade you just about anything for a pair of blue jeans. But I am not Natalia or Natasha, because at 6 months old, I was delivered from Kratovo, Moscow Oblast to Brooklyn, New York. I don't remember the trip or ever having lived in Russia at all. What I know about my orphanhood is limited to what I've been told by my parents, and then by what they were told, which was sketchy at best. A week-old baby girl was found in an empty typewriter case in the second-to-last pew of an Eastern Orthodox church. Was the case a clue to my biological father's profession? Did the church mean my birth mother was devout? I'll never know.